877-479-8178.
Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway to talk to the true insiders from Talk Radio News. He's the odd man out because he's not rooting for the Cowboys or the Redskins, but we're just happy to have him here. He's going to talk politics with us, Justin Duckham. Hey, Justin, how are you doing?
Not bad. It's great to be here. How are you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. Let's talk about the Senate and the fact that apparently they struck some kind of a deal, so we're not going to have a shutdown. Is that right, or what's the scoop there?
That's what it looks like, and it's all relying on the House right now. What happened is we had one vote in the Senate where they voted 79-12 to extend funding until November 14th. And that was followed by a voice vote to supply funding for an additional 2 weeks until October 4th. Now, of course, the government's was set to shut down on Friday. So if this moves forward in the House, if the House accepts the October 4th deal, which it looks like it may since it's not very controversial and includes a lot of language they have already agreed to, then it looks like we have averted the much dreaded shutdown.
What does that mean for FEMA? Because, you know, there's this back and forth of the disaster funds and what's going to happen there. Didn't they say by the end of the week they were going to just flat out hit zero? What's happening on that side?
And that was the main point of contention between the two parties. The Democrats were trying to get an additional, $3 billion right away, whereas the Republicans are trying to get that with offsets. But it looks like earlier today that FEMA found some more funds and will be able to, continue their work and continue providing disaster relief through the end of the fiscal year, which is on October 1st.
All right,
out of the way, neither party the main area of contention just kind of faded away, and now their points are sort of moot.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Now that's where they're both sitting at this point. How about Paul Ryan, the House Budget Committee Chair, saying that now here we go again. He's going to unveil a new budget process. And Paul Ryan has a political star that's definitely on the rise, and he's very vocal. Well, you think we're going to see anything new from the budget reforms that he's talking about?
I'm not sure if we're going to see anything new, but we're going to see something that appeals to the sort of far right of the Republican Party, which really respect Paul Ryan. It wasn't until very recently that Paul Ryan was sort of a household name or even somebody whose ideas were very acceptable. But now in this new sort of Tea Party environment, his ideas are seeming a lot more appealing. This is also going to be a clear alternative to the president. We may see this going up against the jobs plan under certain circumstances, such as raising taxes for millionaires and corporations, which is included in the president's plan. And it's also going to be taking place against the 2012 backdrop, wherein Paul Ryan is consistently mentioned as a possible VP.
All right, yeah, well, certainly his name's come up, and Marco Rubio from Florida has come up a bunch, too, even though he keeps saying, no, forget about it. Sometimes their aspirations change once everybody gets excited about what's happening and if they politically they think that will help. So we'll see. But Ryan's name, you're right, has been mentioned there. Speaking of politics and aspirations and all that kind of stuff, how about the word that Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, now is thinking of actually jumping in, putting his name in the ring, if you will, for the presidential ticket on the Republican side of things? You have Ron Paul and you have Rick Perry both saying, oh, we'd welcome him. He's a great competitor. We would welcome him into this race. Was there any buzz on the Hill about Christie?
There has consistently been buzz about Christie. The efforts to try to draft him into the campaign have been going on with a much more fevered pace in recent days after Rick Perry sort of embarrassed himself during the last presidential debate. Now the base of the Republican Party are still looking for an alternative to Romney, and many people are returning to Christie as the go-to guy who could probably win the primary by being the conservative choice, but could also do fairly well in the main election since he is seen as a charismatic, straight-shooting conservative.
All right, we'll see. We'll have to wait to see what he does with his cards when he lays them down, maybe at the end of the week, maybe in the next couple of days. Justin Duckham, thanks so much from Talk Radio News. You have a good one.
Hey, you too.
All right, coming up the rest of this hour here on America Tonight, don't forget we still have our straw poll going on because everybody doesn't like the results so far. Michigan over the weekend. Romney wasn't even there. And Herm Cain picks it up in Florida. And, of course, we've had several others. Michelle Bachmann, originally from Iowa. Remember when a lot of this got started? She picked up the Iowa straw poll. And it goes on, Ron Paul in California. So we decided we're going to have our own straw poll for the next 3 weeks here on America Tonight. And lo and behold, I already have a couple in. So far, Ron Paul is in the lead with five. Count them, five votes. Herm Cain's got four. Mitt Romney, three. Rick Perry, two. Everybody else, zip. So nothing yet for Santorum or Bachmann or Huntsman or anybody else who's taken to the stage in these debates and, of course, declared, like Newt Gingrich, that they would like to be president. Also coming up this hour, besides our straw poll, we got to talk about this. Let me tell you, and this is nothing new. I said a year and a half ago on this show, when we talked the first time around about pink slips for the administration, that Eric Holder, the attorney general, needed to get the boot. And lo and behold, I don't think any of us are necessarily surprised by this, right? More information coming out about Fast and Furious. You know, the gun-running deal? Yeah, that's right. Where you and I paid for the guns to ultimately end up in the hands of the drug cartels because this was a way to really track those guns and once and for all put a lid on what was happening with the straw men. How do you like that straw poll? Straw men in between. And it was just a bungled deal from the beginning. And the biggest part of the whole thing, and we've already talked about this, is we know that people higher up knew what was going on, and yet they keep coming up with all these reasons why they're denying that they knew anything was happening, as if somebody in the ATF on the lower rung could pull the whole thing off. So a couple of people are claiming that they're breaking the story wide open. One of them, Fox, and Fox did do some investigating. And I'm sorry, but if you go back and you dig up information from justice.gov, and you remember this, Eric Holder said this, we were on the air a couple of years ago, that the administration was launching a major effort to break the backs of the cartels. And what he said was that the department was committing 100 new ATF personnel to the southwest border in the next 100 days to supplement our ongoing Project Gun Runner, that the DEA was adding 16 new positions on the border. This is all Holder's words in 2009, as well as mobile enforcement teams. And the FBI is creating a new intelligence group focusing on kidnapping and extortion, all very well and good. And that the Department of Homeland Security is making similar commitments that Napolitano will detail. But yet, it was just a month ago that Holder was denying that he didn't know anything about this project, that he knew nothing. Is he a liar? Is he incompetent? I think he's both, and he needs to go. He needs to go. It's ridiculous. And I hope they investigate this down to every last piece of paper that they can find and every record they can find as well. We're going to talk more about that on the flip side, plus continue with our rolling straw poll. You want to throw in your 2 cents? 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you get to be the President of the United States, then you'll hear a lot of Hail to the Chief. Herman Cain would like to hear that music, so would Ron Paul. Mitt Romney thinks he has the edge, the former governor of Massachusetts. And the current governor of Texas, Rick Perry, also would like to be the guy that booted Barack Obama out of office. And because so many of you wrote and complained about the whole straw poll thing, what did I think it meant? How do you measure that? All that kind of stuff. Most of it was the fallout from what happened in Orlando. I decided, forget it. Let's just do our own poll. And we're going to still call it a straw poll, loosely. And I already gave you some of the results early going that we have in. And we're going to do this for the next 3 weeks. And I have people that are tabulating the totals for me from Ernst & Young to make sure that it comes out accurately. Seriously. So, as I mentioned, in the lead right now is Ron Paul. I know there's a lot of people in this audience that love Ron Paul. And, you know, they followed him to California. He has, again, very loyal people around him. Has some great ideas that are now becoming more mainstream. I just hate that word, but I'll use it. More mainstream because, you know, now people are talking, other candidates are talking about Ben Bernanke, the Federal Reserve, all these things that before it was just like, yeah, go away, old man. Go away, Ron Paul. And now these ideas are being embraced and people are using them for their own. But that's what you do. You steal good ideas in politics. So, and straw polls aren't scientific. And really, is it a great indicator of whether someone's going to win the party's nomination or not? A lot of people feel like Florida is the case where you could make that case, where it could help spark some kind of momentum. And for Herman Cain, in the polls, he's been in single digits, as opposed to Mitt Romney and Rick Perry, of course, who's leading in all the polls. So he's got to be looking for a lifeline. And I guess this gave him a little bit of a lifeline because it leaked out that actually he was thinking of pulling out of the race. I mean, I'm sure he would deny that, but he nearly quit. And I guess he decided to hang in the end. Feels like he got new life in the poll for what it's worth. And now he's out there just hammering the president on a whole bunch of different things. And the guy has a wild resume. There's no question about it. Everybody keeps talking about the fact that he was the Godfather's guy, that he was, you know, he led that company, that he was the head of Godfather's Pizza, the chain, forever and a day. But he also is somebody who recognizes numbers, and he's not a fuzzy math guy. He actually has a degree in mathematics and a minor in chemistry. Yeah. Check this out. I didn't even know this until I was looking at the backgrounds of some of the other candidates. And he was a ballistics analyst for the Department of the Navy. And what he did there is he had to come up with the calculations that ensured that the rockets on the battleships hit their targets. That's pretty wild, isn't it? So, mathematician, scientist guy, restaurateur, and he did some talk show stuff too, some radio talk show stuff. And now the restaurant guy turning into the politician. Do those kind of people make great leaders? A lot of people say no. Dennis McMahon, our favorite lawyer, who sends emails to this show every single day. I love Dennis's stuff. For the entire time I've been on the air, he's done that out of Vermont. He said, and we talked about this when I went through a couple of things, that, look, just because the guy's a good businessman and has a smart head about him, basically, I'm summarizing, it does not mean that he would make a good president. But, and, you know, what's really starting to catch wind for him is his 999 plan. And that's the plan that would replace the current tax code with a 9% federal tax on income, consumption, and business. And so he keeps, you know, touting that would be the answer instead of some of the other nonsense that's out there being proposed. So we'll see how long he holds on to that. And the idea here is if you had to vote now, who would you vote for if you're picking a Republican? Not if you're happy with what Obama's done and you think that he should get a chance to do it again and be our third two-term president in a row, then that's fine. Then you're on the Obama team. You're on Team Obama. But if you think somebody else needs to get in there, and our choices are the Republicans, at this point, there's nobody in a third party that is going to press hard enough that's going to make any kind of a noise to have time to try to get elected. Although it is a fantasy of mine that someday we will have a third party, then, you know, you feel free to throw that person in. But I think we're looking at the usual suspects on the Republican side of the aisle. So don't forget to do that. Also, you can weigh in either at americatonight.net, click on the email, that's how you can get to us, or I'll give you the digits, of course, for the show, 800-259-5791. In the meantime, back to the business of a couple of things. One, I feel like I need to throw this in here because all we talk about is the economy, stupid. Sadly, I wish this wasn't the case. I wish unemployment was down to, you know, 6% or some crazy number that seems, now that we can't reach it, it's unattainable. I don't get it. But, okay, the stimulus didn't work. It didn't drive the unemployment numbers down. You have Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, where I had just said Eric Holder to me needed to be booted, especially now with everything that is just being confirmed over what everyone really who calls this show, suspected that other higher-ups knew what was going on with the guns. But now a lot of people are out there trying to tie up the loose ends. So we see documents that talk about the ATF and what was spent on the guns for the cartels and all that stuff. And then remember that Eric Holder bragged about it when he was talking to Mexico a couple of years ago. So I said he should have gotten the boot a long time ago. And the other person that I put on my list was Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, who I don't care that he was Mr. Goldman guy. I don't care what he did on Wall Street. I think he practices and embraces fuzzy math. After all, he had to pay his taxes before he could officially accept the position. So he talked about what needs to happen, that it's a smart policy, and how we need to get on with the show in Washington, and talked about that, look, it's rough sledding out there. You know, we still have a tough time, and, geez, we understand that. We understand that people are struggling, and obviously the intention is to turn things around. But here's Geithner in his own words. Here's Geithner in his own words talking about that the economy is still, like I said, still pretty. He's choked up on this too. He's got stage fright because he doesn't like this. But he's talking about how it's still very tough for so many of you.
I think for most Americans, they feel like we've been in a recession the entire time. It still feels very, very hard, and this is still a really, really tough economy.
You think it's tough on Tim Geithner? No. He was part of the club the second he left college at 20-something or other. And listen, I'm a capitalist, so I'm not pounding somebody to the ground for grabbing onto opportunities. He just shouldn't be in politics. He shouldn't be connected to this White House and should not be our Secretary of the Treasury, because I don't see what he's done to add to fixing the problems that we face now. He's embracing this jobs plan that the president is pushing that's not going to do anything but provide a couple of shovel jobs, and it's not going to get passed anyway, but it's the same thing. It's the stimulus, really, part two. When honestly, if you sat down objectively, forget who you're affiliated with, and just looked at all the regulations and the problems for small businesses, of which 90% of the country is comprised of, you'd realize, how can you have job creation when you're strangling and cutting people off? And just wait until the rest of the health care kicks in the next couple of years, because employers are going to just drop health care. That's what's going to happen. They can't afford it. Then the companies will shut down in some cases. All right, we feel like we need to lighten the load. And so many of you, besides voting on the straw poll thing in the last couple of days through the weekend, have suddenly decided that you're going to tell me about your love lives and that you can't find the right woman. Seriously, I got three letters like that. So we got the love chick coming on next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America tonight. You know, we're going to step aside from the politics and all the venting about that. And for a second, guys, I'm serious. I'm going to try to give you some help on your love lives. I actually have gotten a ton of emails about this when we've had some other people on where we tripped into this subject of dating websites and how do you find the right partner and all this kind of stuff. And predominantly the emails I got were from men. So this is for all of you listening across America, the Love Coach. What a nickname, huh? Jennifer Stiers joins us now. She's got to put her latte down. She's in our virtual green room. Or maybe she's got some water. I don't know. What are you kicking back there?
It's no more coffee, I can assure you.
Yeah, that's my problem. You start talking to me, and I take off to the races. These guys know that when I've had too much coffee. I need the unleaded version of it.
Listen, well, I can keep up with you.
Exactly. I thought it would be fun to talk about a story that came out about this other website, because, you know, there's so many different dating websites, and it's called findyourfacemate.com, and it's an actual dating website that helps you find your love lookalike. I thought there was a myth to this, and then after I read this, I started to look around, and no kidding, I think a lot of times couples do, like dogs and people, I think couples sometimes look like each other. Am I just crazy thinking that? And is this website capitalizing on that? Or what's the deal?
That's insane. I'll tell you, I have heard about it myself. I was actually going to check that website out today, but, I think there's so many rhythms to love. I mean, I've not yet heard of, it being a lookalike, but chemistry's huge. I mean, you can't take away the element of pheromones in a relationship. I mean, we definitely are attracted to different people. Unfortunately, I think that instead of listening to that energy of chemistry and of their heart, they're listening to their head. And not to offend any men, I mean, since I know that's your audience or a good majority of it and a lot of them that have the question, but that's the gender that tends to pick by looks and what's on the outside instead of what's on the inside, or they may be very attracted to somebody, but they're not as physically attracted as they would like to be. So I do think that you gotta take that into account when you're talking about dating, is that there's a lot more to it than just the outside appearance.
Oh, yeah, I so agree with you there. But it's easy to fall into that trap. There's no question about it, because you see someone attractive, you're attracted to them, boom, and then you're off to the races. But you know what's interesting? This would be good to talk about. A lot of times you read this stuff where people will say, well, with the head stuff, the heart versus the head stuff, this on paper, we've got the perfect person for you. They're great. They're financially sound. They're this, they're that, whatever. And I don't think you can, I mean, me personally, and I know other people say this, you can be friends first for a very, very long time and then, make sure you check them out right and then you just go for the magic. I think you have to have the magic, and you just said that, right? There has to be some spark.
There has to be. I don't know anybody that's ever, developed personally, that's ever developed their love out of, a friendship where there was no attraction to begin with. I mean, there's got to be something present there to start off with. And I do think that there's an element there that they should be your best friend and they should become your best friend. But, commonalities, there's so many things. I talk about this stuff all day long with my clients. And, I think that to make things work on a day-to-day basis that, you can match up all kinds of elements and hobbies and stuff, but you have to get along on a day-to-day basis, the real stuff. I mean, the daily things. You got to like doing the same stuff. You got to have a mental connection with somebody. You've got to be able to communicate with them. I mean, it's the day-to-day things that are the most important. I mean, our life isn't about events, even though it'd be great if we were constantly being able to do events or travel or whatever with our partner, but it's the real stuff and really being able to connect with somebody and enjoy their company and be interested in what they say and respect that person. I mean, those things they're important. They're not that hard to find, but you have to know what you're looking for. And that's what you and I were talking about earlier today as we're discussing, attraction and, how do you find your soulmate? How do you find somebody that's perfect for you? And, love starts with ourselves. And that's why I think that a lot of these dating websites and matchmaking services and all of those, unless they're super personal, why they tend not to work is because the element that has to be put in there that you have to start with is yourself. People have to know who they are. They have to know what makes them tick. They have to know what makes them happy. They have to know what they want in their life. They have to know what they want in a partner. They have to know what they need. And that's always a fun word for people too is, what is it that you need? I mean, do you need touch? Do you need affirmation? Do you need, a companionship? Do you need to spend time with your partner? What are your needs in a relationship? Because I don't know. I love reading myself, and I always recommend the book, The Five Love Languages, to all my clients. The men eat it up. Men love that book because there's so much insight into your partner. I mean, we tend to love and give people what we need to be loved. So if we love, and let's just say you like to give gifts and you like to receive gifts, that's your love language, and that would be how you show love in a relationship. But if your partner is an affirmation person and they need affirmation, they need to be told how much they're adored and how they look and how you feel about them, but yet you're doing it through gifts, it's not going to work. So there's all kinds of tools that are out there, but they're really self-centered. They're really more toward who, knowing who we are, what we want, what makes us tick. And then we tend to attract, when we know that, we just attract that to us. There's not any real science that needs to go into it.
Wow, I love that. Five love languages. Hear that? Donna Wyoming, pick that book up. A lot of you probably would like it, just like Jennifer said. Hey, one of the things that also that we were talking about off the air that I found interesting is you said, also listen to this. Is it men say they like or they're attracted to independent women, but you say that's not necessarily true.
You know, I think initially they are. I think they are. I think there's that element of independence where they're like, wow, she's independent. She can take care of herself. I don't have to take care of her. And because I think that men have the older they get, the more they've fallen into that trap of somebody, expecting to be taken care of and taking more than they give in a relationship. So I think initially they love the confidence of an independent woman. They love that woman can stand on her own two feet. But when they actually get in a relationship with someone like that, then you have the element of, okay, there's a yin and a yang in a relationship. There's a male and a female. There's the feminine and the masculine. Well, when that crossover kind of, came, I don't know what, 20 years ago or 15 years ago when women started getting into the workforce and really, having careers, not just jobs. And they may have nowadays, they may have a better job than their mate, their partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that creates an imbalance. And at the end of the day, women need to be women and men need to be men. And men, their chemistry says that they need to be needed. And if women are too independent, then the woman's not going to need them. I always use the example of, the woman that doesn't need anything done for him. I can fix my own doorknobs. I can, I can carry my own groceries in. I can, whatever it may be. There's an element where a man really wants to be able to do that, those kind of things for a woman, because it feeds their chemistry. It feeds their testosterone. It feeds them as a man. And so men need to be men and women need to be women. And so there needs to be a balance. And like I said, I think when women are too independent and don't allow that for a man to do that, then it takes away something from the relationship.
Wow, interesting. I would have to say I agree with you, and I know that's going to shock a lot of people, but yeah, I think so. You have to figure out what that is, whatever it is, what the need thing is, too, that you have to connect to that. So how did you become the love doctor? How do you get a gig like that?
That's my nickname. I just, on my journey to understand relationships, to understand love completely, I started on this journey and I just processed things from that place. And that's what I try to teach to people. If I could teach people about relationships, the best thing I could tell them is get to know yourself. Because when I got to know who I was and I started realizing what I want and what I need, I started realizing that I was searching. That's why I wasn't getting in the relationship that I wanted to be in that was satisfying long term for me, because I was searching for happiness and satisfaction outside of myself when it's not. It's inside of me. So when I find true happiness and I find love and I find myself and I know myself and I'm confident with myself, then love comes to me. The right person comes to me, which it did happen. And it does happen. And it happens all the time. And so that's how I got the nickname, is just by talking, trying to teach people about love and themselves. And it's just been a process and a nickname that's just kind of evolved.
Okay. One last one, 30 seconds. You got to answer this. Is love in trouble or can we save love?
Oh, absolutely. We can save love. All we have to do is be conscious of it. Remember to be love. And if we can wake up and move into the world each and every day and just remember to give what we want to receive, it will attract love to us.
Excellent. What a perfect note to end on. The Love Coach. You can check out her website, Jennifer Stiers, STYERS.com. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alii-C. Why Alii-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alii-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alii-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alii-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alii-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alii-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alii-C. For more information and to order Alii-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alii-C today.
A sober piece, my nose with a ginger mouth.
Ah, time for a little odds and ends here to close things out on this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How about this? We've talked a bunch now about the steps that will come into play with health care. The president's health care plan, of course, that passed, as you know, and the battle that waged a year and a half, 2 years ago. But now what does it mean? Well, what does it mean is you have a president who... I think the Democrats are worried that he might not get reelected, some of them, although they don't show those cards when they're out in public. So the administration is pushing the Supreme Court to try to decide the health care law that requires all of us, all Americans, in other words, as we already know how this goes, to buy insurance or get penalized by the IRS. You know that they're hiring agents and they're definitely in the process of doing that, to specifically go after people who don't have insurance in place once this becomes a law, once that part of it kicks in. Because, see, here's what happened. There's an appeals court. There's a Justice Department decision that was not to review an appeals court ruling that said it was unconstitutional, right? Remember that. So now they're saying that's going to speed things up because the Justice Department decided, okay, this is how we can move this up the flagpole faster. So they didn't go look at that ruling. They just let it stand, and that will get it up to the Supreme Court, the High Court, faster. The decision, if all things go according to a plan for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, should come in somewhere in June. Well, do the math. That's in the middle of the presidential campaign. So the Supreme Court, we knew this, was going to have the final word on the individual mandate, which I just told you, that we all have to have health insurance or we have to get penalized by the IRS if we decide we're not going to do that and just ignore it. So now this is in the hands of the Supreme Court. Still, there's a conservative majority. So you think it's going to come down 5-4? Don't know. I'm saying it probably will come down 5-4. But this is the one thing that everybody was irate over, the individual mandate. And we're not going to jump all into, I mean, we know, we've talked about it till we're blue in the face. Insurance reform is what's needed. You have to go after the insurance companies. You have to figure that part of it out. You have to erase the state lines and increase the competition. And I think people would get better, more affordable health care. But that's not the direction that all of this is going in. So we'll see what the Supreme Court ultimately says. All right. Also part of odds and ends is something that is bugging me. Why are people not talking about Muammar Gaddafi? Because we don't care. It's kind of like Where's Waldo? At first when the Where's Waldo thing came out, oh, it's clever. Look in the painting. Look in the book and try to figure out. Look in the back of a magazine. Where's Waldo? And you're looking at all these crazy colored dots and trying to figure out where Waldo is. Or you have a niece or a nephew or a kid and you're doing that Waldo thing with him, right? Now, this Gaddafi thing, it's just like, who cares, I guess. February, the whole thing explodes in Libya, right? And it's still going on. So still, the so-called revolutionaries, who are a wild tag of who knows what people, army mixed in between, meaning the Muslim Brotherhood, which some of them are loosely connected to Al-Qaeda, and then there's some others that are say that they're just there to fight for Libya's freedoms, but whatever. It's just a mixture of people with guns fighting on the revolutionary side. But still, no Gaddafi. And still, some places are in control of Gaddafi's forces. Even over the weekend, the revolutionaries were trying to get control of a couple of key strongholds, one of them Gaddafi's hometown, and they weren't able to do it. So they had to pull back. They had to wave the white flag, so to speak, and they had to retreat. So they attacked Friday and Saturday and over the weekend, but then they slurked away because they couldn't break through. So in the middle of all of this, though, these troops are still loyal to him. Where is Gaddafi? Where is he? You're kidding. They can't take him out. They can't find him. Stuck in the catacombs somewhere? Did he have a James Bond-like escape route? I don't know. His sons escaped. His daughter escaped. He's nowhere to be found. I mean, he doesn't have his Tripoli home anymore, a compound. And he's not as powerful as he was. He's certainly a fugitive now, because will he be tried criminally? Well, I think he's so elusive he might never get caught the way it's looking. And these two towns, the hardcore supporters of Gaddafi, yeah, there was no deal. Does he have any friends left? Apparently in that town he has friends left, and he has people that are fighting for him. So where could Gaddafi possibly be? Where could he possibly be? I don't know. Can you answer that question? If you can, there's a bounty on his head, so I guess you would get some money for that one. Let's veer off in a different direction. As I said, this is odds and ends, so I want to give you your money's worth. And this is something else that caught my eye. And why? Because we always do a segment, maybe once or twice a week, called For Your Health, right? So now the University of New Hampshire, they decided that they, what they were going to do is they were going to stop selling energy drinks on campus because they didn't think it was good. They were worried about health and safety and all that stuff, meaning the Red Bulls, the Moxie Energy, all the stuff that you can get from vending machines that are all over the place, apparently, in New Hampshire, in the convenience stores, of course, but on campus and whatnot. So now they've backed up on that. They backtracked on what originally that they what they were going to do, and that was to ban the sales, right? So now they're saying, oh, well, wait a second, we need more time to study it. Do you think somebody from some of the companies called the president of the university, a guy named Mark Huddleston, and said, you know, wait a second here, buddy. I have reports that say it's just perfectly fine. Haven't you ever taken five-hour energy? So, and there are conflicting reports about caffeine. Thank you, as I am a coffee drinker. Ever get those coffee jitters? Caffeine and sugar content in some of the drinks, there's conflicting stuff about what it does to you. So what the official statement was, doesn't this sound like a university president too? He says, this is a, I want to read it exactly. He says, I want to be sure we respect our students' ability to make informed choices about what they consume. Before it was, oh, this is just terrible for their health and for their safety. So we got to get rid of this. We got to make this a healthy campus. We're going to make this the healthiest campus in the country by 2020. And one of the steps we're taking is to evaporate, get rid of, slash all these energy drinks. And then they released all this information about how much caffeine was in it and all this other sort of stuff. And, you know, and I think what the real worry is they did surveys on campus. You know what they found is that the New Hampshire college students mixed alcohol and energy drinks. What kind of cocktail is that? You could be really revved up. And, you know, it was like 25% of the people who took the survey said that's exactly what they did. They said it's very, very popular that they mixed the two of them. Okay. Look, they're adults. They're adults. So if they want to take energy drinks, whatever it is, they have to let, I think they just let them do it. Isn't it within their rights? Plus, they're just going to go to one of those stores. That's what they'll do. They'll just go to the store and get it from 7-Eleven or wherever. And who cares if they're not in the vending machine? Come on. Have you ever been on a college campus? How many runs do you make for, I don't know, Doritos when you're playing a Wicked Wild card game and everything else in between that you're sitting at the table for however long you're there, including probably these energy drinks, right? All right, here's our daily salute. You're going to be shocked by this. Charlie Sheen is going to get $25 million. Yes. In his settlement with Warner Brothers TV and Chuck Lorre. I guess they announced that because Sheen had a lawsuit, he was looking for $100 million from being fired from Two and a Half Men back in March. So apparently they settled for $25 million, saying it would cover back-end payments for his appearances on the show. I'd have to say, duh, winning in favor of Charlie Sheen.
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Duh, winning.
I'm stupid, you're smart.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.